Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I am in the airport right now. Oh, wait, what is that? That is a recording over the intercom. Is that Pacey trying to save our relationship? Is every single person I know at the airport right now with
Everyone
me?
Everyone is at the airport today.
Every single person is at the airport. So pro-airport.
If we listen, it wouldn't be a Dawson's Creek finale without an airport scene.
So. Very so dramatic. This was really, really fun. I guess it was like funny to, you know, experience for like the first run through. And I think like the second time I watched it, I'm like, okay, blah, 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 blah. But the first time I was loving it.
Well, yeah, we watched this on your birthday. You were like, I want to watch the finale together. So we streamed it and watched it together. Mm-hmm. And like you, when you thought there was a time jump, you're like, wait a minute, what?
I was buying into, okay, so like, at first, of course, I see it. I'm like, oh, this is a dream. Mm-hmm. And then I think like, because we were watching it in the PSR Discord and people were commenting on it. And like, I think that because like you and like Tom Palmer were like doing eyes, I got like very convinced that it was possible that this was going to be an actual time jump. So then, of course, my head was doing like the mathematics, like, you know, how would this work out? What is this next season going to look like? I was basically planning out my next year in my head. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like I started going with that like creepy, slow music, and I was like, oh, it is a dream. But I was I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of feeling it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bold move. Some shows do that. They jump forward in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very funny. This episode is like, it has some good and it has some meh, I would say.
Yeah, like, I don't think that we
go ahead.
I just don't think that we agree with their decisions in life.
No, a lot of the characters' decisions are trash, I think, is where we ultimately land. But I'm excited nonetheless to be finishing up with season 5. If you don't know what our usual route is, after we finish a season, we usually have an episode, like a podcast dedicated to talking through that whole season. And I'm really excited to talk through everything that happened in season 5, because with the length of these seasons, we started this like months and months and months ago at this point. So it'll be really fun to revisit everything from season 5, knowing that it's the penultimate season of the show.
Yeah.
And that we only have one more season to go.
Yeah, which means that I need to start my rewatch like tonight.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot to get through.
I gotta get going. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share like how like integral Dawson's Creek is for me and my life, because this year my birthday, did you know it was my birthday recently, by the way?
Did very much know that it was your birthday.
Okay. Just want to make sure you knew. I really wanted to focus on things that made me happy. And it's interesting because I think like a lot of the time in my life, I just wait until things happen to me and I just expect that things are going to work out for me. And then when I don't get like everything that I want, you get set up for disappointment. So this year I was changing the narrative and I was like, you know what, this year I'm going to do everything that makes me happy. And a couple of things that I did was watching this episode with you, which was very nice. And then also at like midnight on my birthday, I watched Dawson's Sweet 16.
Oh my gosh. You went back and watched I got the blues.
Yes, because it makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. And it's a birthday themed episode. And it's one of, I think, Dawson's like my favorite Dawson episode.
It's a good Andy episode.
Such a good Andy episode. I just really love that episode. So I went back and watched it. And it really did, you know, make me in a good mood on my birthday. Did you know it was my birthday recently?
I very much knew it was your birthday
recently. Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah,
very aware.
Yeah, you got me a very nice gift.
Yeah, you got my birthday. Little, explain what the gift is for the
people. So I think we talk a little bit more about Winston on this podcast, your dog, who's like 80 pounds and like a big boy. Mm-hmm. I have two Shih Tzus. One of them weighs like a very normal 14 to 17 pounds. The other one is a nugget and he weighs 8 pounds. He is a tiny boy, basically the size of your dog's head.
Yeah,
and he likes to be held a lot. So for my birthday, you got me a wearable blanket poncho
basically,
with a
yeah.
pouch, like a kangaroo pouch, so that Oliver can sleep in my pouch and like snuggle with me.
Yeah, you can mama kangaroo him.
Yeah, and he loves it. He loves it. And it's funny because like now he like comes up to my office and he wants me to pick him up, but he doesn't understand that not all sweaters are kangaroo pouches. So like
yeah,
now
you sent me a picture of him. I think you had did you have a blanket on or something?
And no,
you
were like, that was just like it was just a sweater. It was just a big sweater. I have to like wrap him in my sweaters because now he thinks every shirt is a kangaroo pouch.
Yeah. Well, he's a little spoiled now.
Yeah. So now he just like sits in the pouch while I work and it makes him so happy.
Yeah. Well, it was mostly a gift for Oliver. Let's be real. Because
he's
just
a baby.
Yeah.
He's just a child.
Yeah.
And then I got to see you on my weekend of my birthday.
Yes. Birthday weekend. And also Winston's birthday.
Yep. And he was definitely acting like the birthday boy.
Yeah, he wanted everyone to know it was his birthday. He shouted it to the whole neighborhood. He let everyone know every second of every day that it was his birthday that day. So
yeah, he was loud. A good boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good boy.
With a dot, dot, dot. There was an ellipsis at the end of that sentence.
It's okay. So like you can't like insult like your friend's children, you know? Like if you had a kid, I can't be like, hey, Jessica, your kid's an asshole, you know? So it's like,
let's set the record straight. So Sarah is, you've said this before, growing up, you always had cats. You didn't really have dogs until you got the Shih Tzus that you have now. And let's face it, Shih Tzus are toy dogs. Their sole purpose in life is to be your companion.
Yes.
They don't serve like a working purpose beyond companionship, which is enough, right? That's all anybody needs. Whereas I have a golden retriever, in case you did not know. He is big. He is loud. He likes to play. He's very energetic. He is 8 years young and he is spry. And we were visiting our mutual friend Brenna's house. And she also has two dogs, one of which absolutely hates Winston and wants nothing to do with him. And
loves that dog.
Yeah, you loved Kane.
Not because he hated Winston, because he's calm and chill. And
he's
quiet.
An older gentleman. He's very quiet, and he doesn't like it when Winston got in his face. Winston gets FOMO and needs attention all the time and needs validation and, of course, would approach Kane's face all the time. But they also have a second dog named Maple, and she is a young little pup. And Maple and Winston were two peas in a very loud pod. And they barked and played nearly the entire time we were there. Inside, outside, just constantly all over the place, which is a lot. It's a lot to take. So I get it. Listen, you got to be a big dog person. You got to be like an energetic dog person to appreciate it.
Did you just see me dying on the inside throughout the night?
Of course I did. I have eyes.
I will say, like, if you and I have children and they know each other and you know them, like, if my kid's an asshole, like, I fully give you permission to be like, sorry, your kid's a dick.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could say my kid's a dick. I mean, any kid I'm going to have is probably going to have some measure of dickness because of, like, I'm a loud bitch. So, like, any kid I have is probably going to be shouting.
Oh, and then also, you know how, like dogs, like, oh, like, your dog looks like you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Am I surprised that you have a loud dog when you yourself
Yeah. It's
are a little mouthy? Okay. I don't want to, like, you know... I've met Winston before and he was great, but
well, when you meet him one-on-one and you're in his environment, he's a chill dog. When he's in a new environment with like three other dogs that he can play with and in a new, completely new house with new toys, like he loses his mind a little bit. He's excited. All right.
So you don't care that I feel like your dog was being a dick on his birthday?
No.
Okay.
Because he was being a dick on his birthday.
You seem a little offended.
I'm not offended because he was being a dick on his birthday.
Okay. He was.
He was loud. He was a handful.
I just wanted to like get it out. Like, I don't want like secrets between us. We're very close friends.
If you didn't think that I already didn't know that you had these thoughts.
I know. I wear my feelings on my face very much so.
Yeah. Winston can be a dick. It is known. It is established. But he's also very friendly and like very fun to be around, but not always in the giant heaping doses of 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, well, I'll come around on Winston.
I love how we're therapizing literally within the first 10 minutes of the podcast. This is what the podcast is. It's the therapizing.
Yeah, I need it because, like, I'm like, I do feel like it was like an unspoken animosity between us in the last week really about how much your dog was a dick and how much I hated it. And like, I just want to be honest with you.
Yeah. Listen, it's fine. He barked a lot. Him and Maple were just nonstop the entire time.
Yeah.
Which also was very cute at times to watch them play together.
Yeah.
But mostly very loud.
Yeah.
Loud is the adjective.
Maybe you needed earplugs.
It may have helped a little bit, but I don't know that you would have been able to hear everyone else talking either.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I just think that I'm like ready to get another cat in the future.
Yeah, you're much more of that type of person. Like, you can't deal with, like, the big dogs that are just barking and being too much.
Yeah, I told Winston Drew.
Winston has a too much gene.
Yeah, very much so. I told Drew that I wasn't getting a big dog after this weekend.
I mean, yeah, why would you? You like your little dogs. I don't know why you would ever want a big dog.
Because he wants a big dog. He used to have a Mastiff.
That's too big.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Mastiffs has these big jowls and they drool everywhere. If you have a Mastiff, more power to you. I don't know that I can handle the drooling of dogs.
Winston literally left puddles on the floor.
Oh, no. That's different. Drooling is separate from drippies.
What drippies, are you talking about? The end result is the same.
No. Okay. Let me maybe break it down. Drippies are when you have a dog that drinks a bunch of water, doesn't lick their lips, and just leaves the bowl, and it just splashes on the ground. That's drippies. Okay. They're mostly water-based. It is a mostly water-based liquid. Drool is when a dog is just standing around, doing nothing, and drool just comes out of their face. It is viscous. It is a viscous liquid.
Gross.
We're losing
the plot here.
All right, let's dive into the episode.
I just wanted to let you know that it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all I want to shoot.
Well, now we know.
All right. So here we are. We are at the swan song of the season.
Yeah. Season 5, episode 23, Swan Song.
Swan Song.
We think we're in the future because suddenly Dawson is like, hey, I'm at the airport. It's been 5 years since he left to go to LA.
They gelled his hair a little bit different. He has a 5 o'clock shadow.
He has a leather jacket on.
Yeah, he looks hot as hell.
He does look very good, I will say. I like the styling of his hair. And
sexy. And then he's looking at the board at the airport, as we're always at the airport. And guess who it is?
It's Joey.
Joey Potter.
She's like, oh my God, so weird to bump into you here. So strange.
So strange. It's not like I stand here every single day hoping to bump into you at the airport. And I just been waiting for you.
And even the reveal is very like, it's like a slow-mo shot. Yeah. Like
very dramatic.
Standing there. Yeah. So they grab a drink and we find out that, yeah, it's been 5 years since he left for L.A. She gets a phone call in the middle of their conversation and she's like, oh, I'm just having drinks with an old friend. And it is her fiance.
What? Oh, my gosh. He's a lawyer, an environmental lawyer. Yeah. Did she go to law, too?
No.
What is her job? She's in a blazer.
She is in a blazer. I imagined it was something to do with art or like writing, but I don't know that she says.
I don't know. So he, Dawson, has been in LA since. He's been dating around.
He dated an actress, which like obviously every director producer has, right?
Yeah, of course. They have drinks. She got like a Cosmopolitan martini.
Yes, we need to talk about their drink orders because, yeah, like you said, Joey is drinking what looks like a Cosmo, I would say.
Yeah.
And he is drinking just a beer, like a pint of beer.
But it's foamless. I think it's just apple juice.
Well, of course it's apple juice.
I know, but like, where's the head of the beer? I don't know.
It's flat.
It's very flat.
It definitely is apple juice because when he picks it up to drink it, it's sloshing around so much. Like, I feel like apple juice is thinner than beer and it's like sloshy slosh everywhere.
Yeah, totally. So obviously they're over 20, so they should just give them the drinks, but whatever.
Filming. You can't just be drinking while you're filming. Mm. Although on Practical Magic, right? They were drinking in that one scene.
The margaritas?
Yeah.
All night.
You put the lime in the coconut.
I love how that's the one thing you remember from that movie.
Because it's the most iconic scene.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really want you to watch that movie again. Maybe one day.
Well, maybe for Halloween. That feels like a Halloween-y movie.
It does. So Dawson is in Cape Side in town because his mom got remarried to somebody. I don't know. And then baby Lily is going into first grade.
Yes, this is a big deal. So this is when she tells him about like, my fiance, blah, blah, blah. But she's like, I gotta go. Give me a call next time you're in town. And I think this is the moment, Sarah, where it dawned on you like, okay, this isn't real. Because as she's leaving, she's like, you know what? I'm going to say something. We had our shot. You blew it. I moved on. You might want to get on with your life. This is sad and ridiculous. I think this is the moment when she starts talking where you're like, no. This isn't real.
Yeah, you're pathetic. You got to get over it. But then the music, it's kind of, the Joey and Dawson loves music.
Yep.
It's that, but it's like slowed down as if they were in like a carnival funhouse, that creepy music. And then it switches and he woke up in his bed. I kind of do wish that they did a time jump. I feel like it would have been very interesting to explore that, but oh well.
Because we would be like, because we did get our one college year, right?
Yeah.
So like we would have had the college experience, and let's face it, all these actors are old enough to be like playing. They'd still be younger. They'd still be playing younger versions than how old they actually are if they jumped 5 years.
Probably. Yeah. So I don't think I would have hated it if they actually did go that direction. And I'm kind of curious, and we can talk about this in next week's episode when we do some predictions, like what next season would look like. Do we really get another full college year? And like, what do we need to see from that?
Right. Yeah. We'll talk about it next week because I'm really curious to hear your thoughts, because obviously going from 4 to 5, we were talking about the college. We knew they were going like doing a college thing. So it'll be really interesting to see what predictions we can make for season 6, I should say you can make for season 6.
I'll make it. I can't believe we're back at the yacht club also.
Audrey is just like, listen, are you sure you don't want to come to LA with me? She's like, come on, you can do it. But Joey's just like, you know what, I'm committed to Cape Side. And it's just like, Joey, why are you doing this to yourself, girl? Like, why did you come back here? Like, I understand maybe seeing Bessie and like poor cold Alexander, but like maybe give him a jacket or something. But like, it just seems like maybe she's doing it for the money because she can.
She has to do it for the money because she gave all of her money to that like drug addict robber's family.
Oh, God. Don't remind me about that episode. So it's truly the worst episode of the show. And I'm very curious to see if it will, if there's any episode that we feel that is worse.
Is worse. Yeah. Because she does need to make money. And I guess she feels like, oh, it's my responsibility to go and help out, especially during the busy season of the. Of the bed and breakfast. So it makes sense that she would go back to Cape Side. I wish that she would be open to visiting California.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like halfway through, like spend a couple weeks there. Like I'm sure, listen, we know Audrey's family is loaded. There's like a 100% chance that they'll buy her a plane ticket, especially if they're like, oh, Audrey is so annoying us right now, let's just give her something to do, because you know that's how her mom
distract her like a dog.
That's truly what her parents think, I bet.
Terrible.
But Pacey comes downstairs. He's wearing a security outfit.
This annoys me so badly
that he's a security officer.
Yeah, because it's just like all of his hopes and dreams are dead now. And yeah. I feel like his worst dream would be to become Dougie. Like his dad or like Doug. And now he's a security officer because he, I don't know, thinks that he got blacklisted from the culinary arts.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, he has a lot of experience, not even just at a restaurant, at a high-end restaurant. So even if he's taking a step down and working, I'm not saying like McDonald's, but working like lower end, you know, more casual dining, he still has that experience, so I don't understand why he can't get another restaurant job.
Or it's summer, why can't he get another deckhand job?
That too. It just seems like this is the worst outcome for PC. You're right. It doesn't make any sense. And maybe this is just like a, I'm not judging PC too hard, right? Like he needs to pay the bills. He needs money. So maybe this is a temporary thing until he can find restaurant work. But it feels like, like we talked about this being, we're coming up upon summer. Cape Side is a very tourist heavy place. Like they get most of their money during this season. It feels like only natural that more restaurants would be needing people to work there.
Yeah, but I'm just surprised that maybe he got, because of his dad or Doug, maybe he got a very easy in. So maybe that's what it is, and he needed a quick job.
You know what it really is, though? The show was like, we don't want any chance that PC would ever see any other opportunity but going to California with Audrey. So we can't have him have a job he likes.
Oh, that's true. That's a very good point. So talking about Audrey, Audrey doesn't even want to be in the same room as PC. She's still really upset with him, understandably so. And Joey kind of just tells him, like, hey, like, talk to her, like, apologize, like, try, you know, and what are you doing? Why are you in this rent-a-cop garb?
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, oh, you know, I need a job, blah, 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 blah. He's Cateside's Yacht Club's newest security guard.
So Mrs. Valentine gave him that job.
I guess so.
Where do you think Yui is this summer?
Yui is partying so hard between college and the college spring semester and fall semester.
Yeah.
For sure. He's certainly like out partying somewhere. He could be even in Cape Side, but we know he's not working. So
no.
He doesn't need to.
Definitely not. Yeah. So we are back at Gail and Mitch's house, and Dawson is like being a very nice older brother to baby Lily and like feeding her like goldfish crackers.
Yeah, except the problem is he's just like, Dawson. It's like she is like a baby, Dawson. How the hell is she gonna say Dawson?
Well, that's, she barely knows how to say dada.
And she gets, that was the first time she said it. Like, she doesn't even know one syllable words, let alone two syllable words, Dawson.
I know. I think like it's easier if oh no, I have such a sad theory.
Oh yes, tell me.
Okay. So I was about to say, like, oh, like, duh, 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 like, for Dawson, duh, duh, duh. What happens if baby Lily was just trying to say Dawson when she saw the picture?
Oh, that's fucked, but it.
And no, she was like, da, 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 da.
When we got to that, when we get there, I was going to say it literally makes no sense to me. Unless, I will say, the only way it makes sense is if, like, let's pretend Gail brings Lily up and down the stairs a bunch, and every time she passes that photo, she says, that's your dada. Like, then I would, then maybe it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I like your theory
definitely
better.
On that wall, too.
Yeah.
This is so sad. I don't want to, like, it's like poor baby Lily just wants.
No, I like your theory, even though it's really fucked up.
Yeah, so he's trying to get her to say the name, and Gail comes around, and I don't know, what's she saying? She's like,
yeah, she's like, oh, don't apologize for not being around. Like, you did everything this year. Like, you're not a disappointment, whatever. And of course, they bring up, like, he's gonna have dinner with Joey, and she's, you know, probing, like, and is it a date? And he says Audrey is coming, like, not if it matters, there's nothing to say anyway. But, like, we all know, everyone who's anyone on the show is like, but what about Dawson and Joey?
Yeah,
like, to everybody,
the Dawson and Joey propaganda is raging hard.
Truly, they must have put up posters all over this town or something. Yeah. So then we're back at the school radio station with Jen. And I love this. Oh, this is how I was going to intro you on the podcast. Now I'm upset. I forgot. Where Jack runs in and the first thing he says to Jen is, what up, slut?
What up, slut? Oh my gosh. What? This is like so, it's such a good greeting. But
it's
then she
gets like best friend territory.
Yeah. But then like her rebuttal is kind of trash.
Well, because it's not the 90s anymore.
Exactly. It doesn't work as well. I think like we're very like pro, like, hey, slut.
We've taken the word slut back. Like,
oh yeah,
you can't slut shame people anymore. It's not okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, slut is a word that we're now saying, yes, I'm a big slut. Like, that's you know, that's more not like that, but kind of like that.
Sure.
I'm not cool enough to pull off I'm a big slut.
Hey there, big slut. That's how you sounded.
That sounds terrible.
I know.
You try to pull it off. I think you could actually pull it off better than I could.
Okay. I mean, I don't know now. I feel very
well
pressured.
Now you're overthinking
I'm overthinking it.
What if I said, like, what a pull bag?
Hey, oh, yeah, ho bag. That's so gross. Hey, slut. What's going on?
That's not too bad.
Yeah, so they're very excited. They're about to go to Costa Rica.
And Jack passed all his tests.
Okay, he got, what did he say, 4 C's and a D?
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
So he has to retake. Okay, so if I'm remembering correctly, if you get a C, then you don't have to, you get the credits. But if you get a D, then you don't get the credits.
What? But that's a passing grade.
I thought in school, if you got a D,
that's an F is failing. I don't think a D is failing.
I'm pretty
sure. Let me Google
sure.
this because, I mean, to be fair, I was not one to ever have to worry about
this. I was never near a C nor a D.
Let's see. Is D
failing grade?
Okay, it's for graduate students.
What?
Like, D is a failing grade for graduate students.
I'm pretty sure that we can
get D's.
Maybe
your school was just weird.
Maybe. Yeah, so he's very pumped about that. I feel like we could have gotten, like, one B in there. Why not? But I suppose
not. No, but
not.
Jack sucks. He didn't study enough.
Andy must be appalled.
Andy is living her best Italian fantasy life and hopefully not even thinking about Jack possibly failing out.
No, but you know that Andy is like, it calls Jack. He's like, send me your report card. Let me see.
Can I just say, very upsetting, although we didn't have like Skype and video calls at the time, but he could have called Andy to ask for help when he was studying.
What is he going to be? Hey, Andy, please get off your boat in Venice and instead help me study for my calculus.
Well, and it's like, what, like a 6-hour difference? So she's like, it's 3 a.m, Jack.
I think that she would have done it, but also she's probably like screwing all of her Italian lovers.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're getting excited to go to Costa Rica. And it turns out that on the plane, Jen is a chatter. But Jack is not. He's a sleeper on planes. And so he gives her this like ginormous book. I think it's Moby Dick or something for her to read on the plane. Now, what do you think about this? What kind of flyer are you?
I am mainly a sleeper slash like listening to music slash watching a movie. I really don't want to chat. If I am on a like really long flight, then we can do what we could do is I can negotiate. I can chat a little and then like do my own thing. And then like when I wake up or you wake up, then we can chat a little bit more. But I don't want to chat. I don't want to be a chatter.
Yeah, generally on a plane, I've slept sometimes, but most of the time I am a let's watch something together. So usually what my husband and I will do is we will sit next to each other on the plane, and then we usually use like a laptop or tablet or something, put something on, and we listen to it together.
That's kind
and
of watch wild. Together. I'm not going to lie.
Is that not a normal thing people do?
I mean, I think it's like the most sentimental, like cutesy thing that you do with that I've witnessed with your husband.
I don't know. I find it really normal because then what we do is it's like if we want to like talk about it, we'll like pause it and we'll chat. We usually do.
Oh, so you are a chatter.
But only about what we're watching, not like general chit chat.
So you're not allowed to talk about anything but the movie and the content that you watch. Well, I allow it to,
but like we usually don't.
He's like, oh, what kind of food do you want? Nah.
Shut the fuck up. Not the time.
Not the time. This is only time for movie talk.
And sometimes I'll like fall asleep just because I naturally am like a sleepy person when it comes to travel. And then he'll just like pause and watch something else while I sleep and then whatever.
But he doesn't sleep at all on planes?
He has, but not usually. He's not much of a plane sleeper. But yeah, so this is going to be, they're going to go to Costa Rica. It's going to be fabulous. We all want them to go to Costa Rica.
Yes, we all want them to go to Costa Rica. We want them to have a grand old vacation together, just the two of them, two best friends, two sluts, just going to Costa Rica.
two sluts, two big old hole bags going to Costa Rica.
Is this like, does he mention? No, he doesn't. So he runs off. He's very excited. She is announcing her departure for the summer for the radio show. And that's it. Hi, friends and neighbors. This is Jen Lilly signing off for the summer. It's been a blast. And thanks for listening to the music that I like. Okay.
And she says, I'll catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side.
So 90s. And then one of my favorite Audrey moments this episode. They come outside of Leary's Fresh Fish. And Audrey says, that wasn't half bad, Dawson. I was expecting a way more disgusting culinary experience.
Hey, this is a quality restaurant.
This is his family's restaurant, his father's dream, who is now dead. And Audrey says, you know, it wasn't disgusting.
Wasn't disgusting. It was not that bad. Actually, remember, they made us think that it was actually Gail's dream the whole entire time and not
bullshit. Bullshit. We have season one proof, bitches.
I know. I don't know why they were writing that narrative, but whatever.
Ridiculous.
Audrey just like goes off to go see nature or stuff like that.
No, she says she has to go find CDs for her flight.
Oh.
But and she says, and have you ever felt this need, Sarah, where she says, I need to take my mind off flying. And if I don't, you're going to have to punch me in the face, Dawson.
No, I've never felt that urge. I like flying. I like flying and I like the airport and I like the whole experience.
Oh, strange. No, not for me. I don't mind the flying part. I hate the airport part. I have to say something that is underrated for me is I love Dawson and Audrey's. Like back and forth, they're so fun. Like
they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, when he says, "I'm but your humble servant, Audrey," it's so fun. I don't know. Something about the back and forth between them is very funny to me.
They have good friend chemistry.
They do. So yeah, and of course Audrey is just like, and plus, like obviously you two need to like chat. So see you later. and Dawson immediately starts with, "Hey, promise me you'll never marry a lawyer." Dawson, that's such a weird thing to say.
That's so weird, Dawson. Why you guys always be such a freak?
Yeah, and then Joey's like, but what if he works for, what if he's going for the environment?
And he's like, that's even worse. He's like, my dream's coming true, I'm a prophet.
Yeah, and I love how Joey's like, you know what's so funny? Last year we were like so dramatic, so glad this year is not going to be dramatic.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So stupid. But she does ask him, why did you come all the way to Florida? And Dawson is like, certainly not expecting to be asked this. And he says, I don't think you want to hear it. And so he makes the leap, Sarah. How do you like this move from Dawson to say, I went down to tell you that I love you? Like, what do you think of him saying that here, knowing he's going to be flying to California in a matter of hours?
It feels like an information dump, but I'm kind of feeling it.
Yeah, it's one of those like, oh, it's now or never type of situations, I guess. And Joey asks, why didn't you say something? He said, oh, well, obviously you had like just moved on and it wouldn't have been fair. And then she asks, when did things change for you? And apparently it was the lovely gift that we discussed, the book of sketches. Oh, when I look at these photos of my baby sister, it really got me hot for you, Joey.
Yeah, this was one of the lines that like I latched onto in our mm-hmm. first watch, where I was just like, oh, okay, so it was the drawings of your dead father and baby sister that really changed everything between us. And I think it's like, maybe what he's trying to say is like, there's nobody that knows me better than you, and this was like, only my soulmate would be the type of person that would understand that this is the perfect thing that I need in this moment. Is yeah. that what he was trying to say?
He was basically, yeah, he was basically saying like, that book was who you are, and I mm-hmm. realized how much I love who you are. And Joey asks a very, very, very valid question, which is, how do you know I'm not a security blanket? Something you'll keep coming back to whenever the world gets scary. This, Sarah, is an underrated concept on television. It happens yeah. often, but I don't know that it gets phrased this way very often. Where, like, yeah. I think sometimes people phrase it as, like, the quote-unquote, like, what if person of, like, what if, like, me and that person never got together, or maybe the timing was off, or maybe, like, something went wrong, or they were with someone else, or whatever, like, the what if category. But I really like Joey phrasing it as, I am your security blanket person.
I think like that's definitely a huge part of the fear, because Joey just feels as though he only shows up when there's something like really dramatic going on, or when he feels like he has nothing else going on. And I think that is very scary for Joey. If she's going to, you know, put it all in, then she needs somebody that's going to be showing up for her in the good times and the bad times and the calm times. Like, not everything has to be like super dramatic. And it's kind of what we've been talking about all season long and for years, really, that like Dawson sees everything in a movie. And of course he uses like this time to, in the most like pressured point where they're about to leave, to spill his guts out. And it's like, not everything has to be so picturesque. I think that's like a really great point that Joey made, and the fact that like she was able to articulate what her fears are in this situation.
Yeah. And I think the problem is the setup of this finale is so good, and then the end of it is kind of like, whoa. But here, I really like this, right? Because he says, I'm not scared of the world. It's not the world I'm scared of. He goes to kiss her. They are so close to kissing, and she stops him and she says, I can't do this. And that's where we leave the scene. And it's like, oh my God, she just rejected a kiss from Dawson. First of all, so happy I don't have to watch them kiss again, because last time it was like particularly brutal to see. But also it's like, it's a big moment, because you kind of like, first of all, we talked about how the show is just like, oh, everyone is a Dawson Joey fan, like so many DJ yeah. fans over out there.
That's what the show really thinks.
Maybe the casuals were all in on Dawson and Joey, but they don't kiss. They don't kiss there. And it's like, okay, we still have, you know, 30 minutes of the episode left, so there's a chance. But it's kind of nice that they don't kiss here like you'd expect them to.
I do, but also it's so cliche for them to actually get the kiss at the end of the episode.
Yeah, yeah. They ruin it at the end, for sure.
But no, I think, like, it makes sense for Joey to, like, really not trust Dawson in this moment. And, like, if she's going to give her entire heart to him, like, she needs to make sure that's for the right reason.
Yeah.
And she survived the hurt, but the last time they spoke, he said, like, I need space to deal with my dad passing away. And the next thing he knows, he has like a full-on relationship with Jen.
Exactly.
So it's like, why is she going to like go down this road again only to get hurt again?
Yeah. And then we cut away from that. And we're back at the B&B. And Audrey and Joe, Audrey with her $7 billion bags.
She has so many bags.
To be fair, those were from college. Those were not, that's not like a weekend bag. Those were from college, Sarah.
I guarantee you the most of her stuff from college is probably in a, like a storage facility. And this is just, because you know she has a full wardrobe at home too.
And we haven't seen the pink puffy back thing, the flamingo, right? Where's all that stuff?
Yeah, it's in a storage unit. I think that this is, she would just take 7 suitcases no matter what.
Yeah.
She's an overpacker. I understand.
Yeah. But I love Audrey. Like this, again, every episode I'm reminded of you when I watch Audrey on my screen. You two feel just like so similar when she's just like, listen, who are you going to unburden your soul to? Nobody. And that's not good for your complexion. It's not good for your complexion. And it's not good for your soul if you even have one. It's just, it's so funny to me. Yeah. She's just like, you who are you going to talk to?
I love the line where she was like, I did a lot of work on you this year and to get you to open up to me. And I can't have you regress to like how you were. So you better be the same when I come back to you. And you better like be loosey-goosey with me.
Yeah, it's so funny. And I love, and Joey's just like, you know what? I'm going to tell you something I've never said to you before. It comes from a place of love and understanding and respect. I don't want to talk about it. And Audrey says, you are so Cher from Moonstruck right now, which I don't understand that reference, but I'm sure it was very topical at the time.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure either. I really love, I mean, like their friendship throughout the season really worked for me. I definitely think it was a highlight of the season. So good. And thank goodness Audrey is there, because this cast would be so dry without her.
Oh my God. Without Audrey in this season, it's easily like one of the worst seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that if somebody was like, I don't want to talk about it in like that regard, I just feel like I would want to push more. I think that very good on Audrey for letting it go.
She has some restraint. Plus, they have a limit to the amount of time they could spend here. They're off to the airport. But we need to talk about the burn of the century, the amazing moment from Joey, where not like no hugs, no like no kisses goodbye, not a like gosh, I'm so sorry about everything. No. Dawson gets a Hags. He gets to have a good summer.
Oh my God. The Hags were raging this episode, but to give Dawson a Hags, that is so messed up, because
Hags is the thing you give to like the person you barely remember in their yearbook in high school.
Exactly. Exactly. This was totally like, I was thinking at the time where you write in the yearbook something like a really heartfelt message to like somebody that you kind of like, or like somebody that you thought that you were very good close friends with, and you get your yearbook back from them and it just says Hags and your world is crushed.
Terrible. Awful.
Terrible.
Yeah. And it's so freaking funny.
It's funny. Have a great summer.
They weren't intending for it to play off that way, but it is 100% how it came off.
Oh, totally. Totally.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Tragic. And Dawson's like, okay, bye.
Yeah, see you later.
And they're off to the airport.
Yeah. So then we're back at the yacht club with Pacey, who is like going up and down the docks. And who do we run into? Wasn't expecting to see Brecker again. And yet here he is.
So Brecker is kind of like Beach Brecker. He has a Hawaiian shirt on.
Yes, he is like everybody goes on a boat and suddenly it's just like, hey, man, hang loose, man. Yeah.
His hair's grown out. He has his 5 o'clock shadow. So he's on, I guess, whose boat is this? Who knows? Somebody's boat. I guess he used all the money that he made and bought a boat, and he's probably living on it because he's no longer with his wife, and now he's like hooking up with this random blonde on a boat in a bikini.
Yeah, her name is Glory, Sarah. You better get it right. It's not Lori, it's Glory.
And it's not Gloria, it's just Glory.
It's literally Glory, which Okay, I don't mean to offend anybody. If your name is Glory, skip past 30 seconds. The name Glory is fucking dumb, and I don't think she can get mad when he thinks it's Lori when that's literally so close. It's one letter off.
Yeah, I've heard of like Gloriana. I've heard of Gloria. I have not heard of Glory. It does sound like Lori.
It does sound like Lori.
It does. Yeah. Well, Gloriana, no, Glory is going to go, she's going to go take a shower, and Pacey kind of like, I don't know, gets the lowdown on what's been going on. And then Brecker says this thing where he's like, oh, like you're a bit of me. Like you are like me.
He says, oh, we're both chronic screw ups. And that's why the restaurant world works for us, because you don't have to grow up.
Pacey is not a chronic screw up, and screw you, Brecker.
I don't think when you're like seemingly like mooching off of someone else's boat with some rando and your wife dumped you, that you could be like, oh, you have a great future ahead of you when you're just like me. I feel like you kind of lose the right to do that.
Well, he's such a douchebag because he was very successful in the restaurant business, Brecker guy, and he had a wife. Like, he basically sold the restaurant or switched out, got bought out. Like, I don't know. He wasn't a screw. I mean, I don't know. And I hate the fact that he called, like, Pacey a screw up, because he's not. Yeah. Pacey's just trying to work his ass off.
And he's been told that he's a screw up so many times. Yeah, he doesn't need to be told that.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, you gave him hope of, like, oh, maybe I can make something of myself in the restaurant industry. And then Brecker leaving is directly impacted Pacey's future at Civilization. So that sucks.
Yep. It really does suck. And I really do blame Brecker for, I don't know, it's just very sad for him to get hope of having a mentor. But, you know, this is why they say never meet your heroes or get to know your heroes, because he really is like not the person that he thought that he was.
Yeah, he's a freaking douche nozzle.
He's a douche nozzle. So, you're right.
Then we're at the airport, which is where we're going to spend the majority of the rest of our
time. Yeah, we're at the airport. Woohoo.
Yeah, so Jen and Jack are going to catch their flight, but it has been delayed.
Yeah.
And they turn around, and oh my God, wouldn't you know, there's Dawson and Audrey just hanging
shocking.
Out.
They're kind of at the Hudson News getting their snacks and magazines on.
Yeah.
And they're together, and they're like, wow, now they get to all hang out together. Dawson picks up a Dasani, which I feel like is a very bad move.
I mean, I drink Dasani, but I'm also not picky about the water that I drink.
So gross.
It's no Poland Spring.
And then it's definitely not a Poland Spring.
Can we talk about Audrey's footwear decision when she's at the airport?
Okay, yes. I think that this was a bad move, but the thing is that this was pre-taking off your shoes.
Okay, but like, she's still, let's explain what she's wearing. She's wearing like a platform chunky wedge sandal. Yeah.
Correct.
This feels like a terrible move even before they make you take your shoes off.
I know.
Like, it doesn't feel like a very comfortable airport or plane shoe.
I feel like she just got her polish on her toes done.
Oh, and she wants to show it off.
I think so, because she was like playing around with her toenail polish also.
Yeah, you're right. This is the age of a platform sandal, so you're not going to be wearing a flat sandal no matter what.
Okay, yeah. Jen is really trying to get through Moby Dick, and I think she did make a pretty decent dent in it.
Yeah, because they all, like, I love Jen saying, is it possible we've just run out of things to say to each other?
You would think.
Which is very funny.
You would think.
And then, by happenstance, they're all sitting there, and who do we see? But I thought we were fucking rid of this guy.
Never. Nope. We will never be done with him.
Eric walks off of a plane and sees Jack.
Oh my gosh, he's the worst. I'm so over him. So he's coming back from home.
His parents.
Wherever home may be. And he came out to his family.
Right. So he was supposed to spend the summer with his family. But he said, like, I was going to tell him, but it never really felt like the right time. So he didn't come out to his family.
He just says
it never really felt like the right time. And, like, I can imagine if that's weighing on you, you're not really enjoying your time there, you know?
I guess so. So he decides to come back to school.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, he's sort of lame. I can't stand Eric.
We hate Eric. Like, he did a shitty thing, and I understand maybe they're trying to, like, redeem him, but can't we get, like, literally anybody else for, like, anyone Jack else to get with?
Yeah.
Like, literally anybody else.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, basically, Eric's going to be here for the summer, and he's pretty disappointed that Jack's going to Costa Rica. So, there's a part of Jack that kind of wants to stay with Eric in Boston and, like, be there for him because he's kind of going through a tough time or something. So this is what Jack's debating around, like,
right,
staying with Eric, trying to make this work, being there to support him. I don't hate it all. I hate it.
It's stupid. And then we're back at the B&B. We're bringing in some groceries with Bessie and Joey. This was interesting. I've never considered what people with trucks do when they go to the grocery store. Bessie just has some, like, cardboard boxes in the back of the truck, in the bed of the truck, to put her groceries in when she gets to her truck.
Yeah, this reminds me of going to Costco and using the extra boxes and just putting the stuff in the boxes.
Yeah.
This truck is so dirty. Like, come on. Wash your truck. Wash your truck. There's things as a car wash. Come on.
So Joey says, oh, I need to take the truck. And she has to go start her job. And Joey says, like, yeah, I gotta work. I gotta do what I gotta do. Bessie asks, oh, did you bring in the mail? And we forgot to mention earlier, Dawson dropped off a letter in there. So we know she doesn't see it yet.
Yeah.
And then we're back at the convenience store where the one and only, the fabulous Grams, is trying on airport sunglasses.
Grams, what are you doing there? Okay, this, so is Grams,
ridiculous.
So Grams is also at the airport. Everyone's, and she's airport with Cliff, and her and Cliff are going on a secret trip.
Secret.
And she doesn't want to tell Jen because your secret trips are spicier when they're secrets.
This is true. It needs to be a secret for it to be spicy. And so she's just like, listen, don't tell Jennifer. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Sarah. She's not even just going away. She is going to Vegas.
Oh, what is Grams doing in Vegas?
I mean, getting hitched, no?
I didn't even think of that. Holy crap.
How did you not think of that? That's the first thing I thought of. That's like what you do when you go to Vegas. Oh my God.
I didn't even think of that. She's going to come back married?
Grams and Clifton tie in the knot, baby.
I can't believe it. I didn't even think of that because I was just thinking, oh, like Grams is going to gamble or like go to that like tiger show or something.
Oh my God. The two. Yeah. One of them got like mauled or whatever the heck.
Yeah, but I thought that they're so right. They're going to get married.
Yeah, her and Clifton are definitely going to get married. Wow. And yeah. So she's just like, and so then of course this is where we needed to have Grams here because she needs to tell Dawson, like, oh, I don't want Jen to think I was trying to change her mind about her parents, the whole thing with her parents.
And Dawson like, apparently has no clue what she's talking about.
Yeah, he says, what thing with her parents? And so we're like, oh, the moment this happened, I was like, fucking Dawson is going to ruin everything.
What else is new? So okay. Annoying. I know, but he's kind of like our like morals police. He, you know, it's his job to do it. He's not always fun, but he is trying to make sure all families are intact.
Also, I have a question because it looks to me like Grams's blazer matches Clifton's like Hawaiian shirt. Do you and Drew match when you go to the airport?
You're saying as if like I actually go to the airport with Drew.
I mean, what if you did?
No, we would not match.
No, me neither. But I just thought that was interesting. I'm like, Grams, are you and Clifton doing a little matchy-matchy?
That reminds me of the families that dress in the same shirts at Disney World.
Don't even get me started. So then we're at the yacht club. Joey is back in her yacht club garb. It's like we're flashing back a season. When Bessie shows up and she's asking, like, why did you return? Like, what are you doing here? She's like, you're very different. She hands Joey a passport. She says, remember when you were gonna go to France? And
I will never forget that. I'll never forget.
Apparently, she went to the post office, got the whole thing filled out, even got her picture taken, but she never sent anything in. Apparently, Bessie sent it in for her. She hands over the passport, and she also hands over Dawson's letter. And she's just like, here you go.
Here we go. We found this mystery letter that I totally read and closed back up. You'll never know.
I think my theory on all of this is Bessie is like, listen, Joey, we really secretly would want to use your bedroom to rent out at the B&B. So like
100%.
Please leave.
Please vacate the premises. We really need it. You are losing us $100 a night.
Truly. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out.
Go have fun somewhere else, but not here.
But not here. So Joey has a big, I love that Pezzi actually handed in her passport photo, by the way. And
I mean, honestly, I think you have to, don't you have to pay to like even take the photo and everything? So it kind of feels like that, money wasted if she didn't actually complete it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I thought that her passport photo was really nice too. Sometimes those photos are so bad.
Yeah, mine was actually, my passport photo is my best photo on like any kind of official document that I have.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that. Send it
it's
to
actually
me.
Pretty good. I'll have to send you one. Yeah. A copy of it.
All right. So now we have to have a talk between Dawson and Jen. And he's just like, look, because of course, and we've kind of had this conversation before. I remember we talked a lot about this when Joey, like Dawson had this talk with Joey about like, oh, my parent, what was it? Wasn't it something along the lines of like, I lost my dad or something, like, so you should.
Yeah, he made her feel very guilty about like repairing the relationship with her father. And yeah, it feels very like similar to that. Where
exactly.
Like, Dawson, you are not, you don't know everything. You don't understand. You don't have the same relationship with your parents that Jen has with hers. And so I don't think, I liked the Graham's method of thinking where she said, Jack, it's not us to judge. The only people that can make this decision are Jen and her parents, and we should butt out. And Dawson should have butted his stupid freaking nose out of the business.
But he makes her feel really guilty. And I think like he uses the fact that he just lost his dad as kind of momentum to back up his argument. Which is like, I mean, like, I understand what they're doing here, but also, you know, it's not apples to apples. It's a totally different relationship. And I don't know. I don't love that that's what he used to drive his narrative.
It's icky. But it feels icky to be like, well, when we were together, you said this. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, listen, you're never going to grow up unless you face this thing and you face it head on. And I don't think that's fair. Yeah. I think that like, I think back in the 90s, back then, it was very like, oh, you need to have a good relationship with your family. Like, that's very important. But nowadays, I think the world is much more focused on found family and like being careful with yourself and like don't associate yourself with people who bring you down and people who make you feel bad about yourself. And her parents are toxic. And maybe she eventually will feel like I'm ready to face this, but I don't think she should be rushed into that.
I think
that is a decision she should make on her own and not have you fucking guilting her about it, Dawson.
I do agree. I mean, like, I can see the fact that like Costa Rica is always going to be there. You don't necessarily know like how long your family is going to be there. Like, I can see that argument, but also she doesn't feel comfortable with her family. And I just feel like it would have been very good for her to like go out and have a time for herself.
I think the move is like go to Costa Rica for like a month and then maybe you spend a week with your parents after and see how it goes. I don't know why it has to be one or the other and that's it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's just like all these characters are very like linear thinking, like we are doing this or we're doing this on during my summer. That's it.
Yeah. So then we're back with Jack and Jen joins him and they talk about Eric and about how like he tried to tell his parents, but it's really hard. And Jack is feeling very guilty. Like I think what it is like he wants to give Eric some sort of mentoring because he feels like he kind of had a mentor that really ended up like fucking him over, but he feels like he could be a good mentor for Eric. And Jen is just like, well, I don't know why you're trying to help somebody who hasn't been super nice to you. But he's just like, you know what? I was like really confused and I feel like I could be a good friend for him. Mm-hmm. And they joke about like, oh, him bailing on her and blah, blah, blah.
But she's already thinking about bailing on him. So
exactly.
It's no harm, no foul.
And she says, you know what? I should go myself to Costa Rica. We all know at this point she's not going to Costa Rica.
No, I think that like to be 18, 19 years old and making a big trip like that on your own is a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And especially when she already has in the back of her mind like, oh, maybe I should be going to see my parents.
Yeah.
It's very easy to then make that move.
But I just hate that Jack... I don't like that these two, I think that this is probably like our biggest problem with the episode is that these two are not going to Costa Rica.
Oh, 100%. It's my least favorite part of the finale. It feels like, I think personally, after a season of Jack and Jen bickering, not really getting along, it took them a long time to get back to even remotely where they were as friends. I feel like we've earned and they've earned a trip together to like reignite their friendship and rebond. And it feels really shitty to not get that.
I totally agree. I feel like really sad that they're not doing that. And I thought that it would be so good for them to like learn and grow together and have this adventure. And they were so excited. And wow. I hate that like it's like they're giving up this opportunity for people that have literally done harm to them.
Yeah, it's really like you say, yes, that's what it is. It's like, they're choosing what they feel is obligation versus what, to be honest, when you are this age, when you're in college, in between college semesters, if you have the means to, why wouldn't you travel? I feel like personally, I didn't do enough traveling when I was younger before I had some of the responsibilities I have now. I'm yeah. still making up for that right now. Or maybe I couldn't afford it at the time. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I had done more traveling in between my semesters at college, but I worked a lot.
Yeah.
And when I'm lying on my deathbed, am I going to think about, oh, I'm so happy I worked all those weeks in summer. And if you have to, you have to, right? Like, no shame. It's just, if you have the means to, I feel like you should travel when you're that young. That's like, to me, that is a trip that like Jen and Jack could look back on their life and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy we did that.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And I like, once again, I think that they're thinking like, oh, Costa Rica will be there next year, but I don't know.
And it will, but at the same time, it feels like if let's pretend something else, right? Let's pretend like Grams is ill or like, Jack's dad, you know, is ill, or I don't know, like something is going on that they have a sense of obligation towards. That's different. Yeah. Both of these things that they're moving towards feel very toxic. It doesn't feel like a good thing to be doing it.
I agree.
So it's shitty and I don't like it. So Dawson is looking through a magazine and he runs into the director that fired him like on the very first episode of this season. I love
what
the show
are
was
the
just,
odds.
I love how the show was like, you're definitely not going to remember him. So let me remind you that he's the one that fired Dawson.
I mean, he was literally in the magazine article that they found. Yeah. So silly.
Yeah. And so the guy recognizes him and they start talking about Dawson's experience and they talk about the director's movie and how like apparently the critics hated it and they were like, this is shitty.
Yeah.
And yeah, apparently the director said the speech you gave me kept me up a night or two. And so we find that Dawson tells him like, oh, I'm going back to LA. And the director says, give me a call when you get there. Maybe I'll watch a movie that you make. Which I don't know, maybe that's something like something to put a pin in for the future. I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's interesting how Dawson is like, no, I'm not in film school anymore. And it's like, sir, yes, you are, just not in LA.
Yeah, he's in a different film school.
Yeah. But he was like, no, I'm not in film school anymore. Yeah. So yeah, we'll put a pin in that. And you know, who knew? Didn't think we were gonna see this director again, but here he is.
Yeah, I did not remember this or think this would ever happen again.
Yeah. We have a little meeting with, you know, our favorite couple that never was in their minds. Pacey and Joey, they are talking about their state of life.
All serious conversations happen on the dock.
As you need to. Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. Well, I mean, what's this conversation about? Nothing interesting. It's boring. It's not the airport, so what's the point?
Joey says she's fallen victim to the Cape Side disease, which is when you feel trapped and feel sorry for yourself and you can't see the future. And
that's just called life. Everybody experiences that. That doesn't have to do anything with Cape Side.
And Joey says, you're the most adult person I know. They talk about like the future and looking back at your past. And PC says, I don't want to look back. The future is out there. And whatever it is, it's going to be great. And yeah, they have this whole conversation and Joey brings up Audrey and like how he misses her. And I love how the show is poking fun at like, he says, oh, I don't think it's an appropriate conversation for last year's class couple to have, do you? And it's like, yeah, we didn't forget they dated, Joe. Stop trying to tell us they didn't date.
They are trying to forget that they dated, but we have not.
Yeah, yeah. And he says, Joey says, I missed Audrey. Like, she changed my life. And yeah, so they have this whole conversation. And he saw her reading the letter. And they both decide, you know what, we're going to go to the airport. Now's the time. And because everybody else is at the airport, we have to finish the finale with everyone else. We have
everybody,
to go to the airport.
Everybody, you know, next thing we know, Gail's going to be at the airport. Everyone's at the airport. Yeah. So they're off. They are off. They are chasing Dawson and Audrey down to make some grand romantic gesture.
Yeah. And so Joey's going to go buy a ticket. PC has another idea. So they'll see each other later. And then we get this like super weird, weird conversation. So we have Jen, who is like trying to switch tickets, but the only ticket available for New York is first class. And my thing to say is, Jen, just get a ticket for a different day. Why do you have to go today?
Everything has to be a now thing. Everything. I mean, she already has the suitcase and she already has, she's already at the airport. So of course,
waiting one more day. She's like, I'm not first class people. I want to sit with my coach.
She's like, I don't want the hot towel.
Yeah.
Like,
I hate the hot towel. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
It's so stupid.
I know. I don't understand the urgency as well. And then she like runs into Joey and they're like, hey, remember we hated each other all year? Like, you know, water off the duck's back. Like, we're fine.
Yeah. This is so dumb, especially because Jen knows that like she is there to see Dawson. Jen's ex. Like, this is all such a mind fuck.
It's so incestuous, so and it won't ever stop.
It's too much. It's so dumb. And Joey has the fucking audacity, the all fucking audacity to be like, hey, give me a hug. And then you know what? Joey hags her too.
Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. And then Jen says, thanks, I love you, Joe. And it's like, since when?
I love it. Does she say I love you back? Probably not.
She says I love you too.
Oh, okay. Well, that was nice of her.
But that was after she hagged her, so I don't think it really counts.
Wait, so is that the math equation? Hags plus I love you too equals zero?
Pretty much. It cancels each other out, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If you give someone like a hags and then you go like, see ya, that feels very equal level playing field. But you can't do a hags and then I love you, because you're completely just like, you're ruining it with the hags. Hags is intended for acquaintances only, not people you love.
Yeah. Hags to you.
Hags to you. That's what you say if you hate someone, is hags. And then
hags.
You're gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then we have Dawson and Audrey. They're like in line to board the plane. Audrey is getting very nervous. She has her headphones on. And apparently, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like the loudspeaker thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. So what is first? Does he call the cell phone with the courtesy phone?
I didn't know courtesy phones in the airport were a thing, but apparently they used to
be. Well, back in the day, yeah. So you have to, okay, so the black phone, it can go anywhere, and then you can make an announcement on the white phone, and then Audrey has to go to the white phone to answer the call. It's very convoluted. Don't these people have cell phones?
Not yet. Dawson
has a cell phone, 100%. We know that. Didn't Joey get a cell phone from Jack and Jen?
No, Dawson did.
Oh, that's where they got the cell phone
from. I don't remember. But either way, so Pacey calls her And he says, I'm sorry. And Audrey says, that's not good enough.
Joey does have a cell phone because it got stolen by the robber.
Oh, well, maybe she never got a replacement.
I mean, Audrey's a rich bitch. She has to have a cell phone.
She should have a cell
phone. I guess maybe the issue is that Pacey doesn't have a cell phone.
Yes. And he probably, Audrey might have turned hers off. For the
Which we know he doesn't have a cell phone because... that boss lady was like, Pacey, I know you don't have a cell phone.
Yes, how are you gonna call? You're right. Okay. Yes. Okay, that's so Pacey doesn't have one. So he says, come downstairs and we'll talk. And she says, that's not enough. You're a lazy romantic. So he goes to airport security. This is insane that he like bribes this guy to go on the speakerphone. And that guy is getting fired 1,000%. There's no way that guy has a job after today. Because he lets some rando go on the loudspeaker. And he says he has this whole speech to Audrey that Dawson makes sure she gets her headphones off for. He says, listen, I'll drive all the way cross country to hang out in front of your parents' Beverly Hills mansion until you talk to me. I'm really sorry for everything I did. I'm sorry I wasn't truthful with you. Sorry for my predilection for the company of older women. All of this on a loudspeaker.
Well, yeah. I mean, that already would piss me off. Sorry.
Yep. He says, this has been a really strange year. While the rest of you guys were off doing the whole college thing, I was doing my best to stay afloat. Nobody's handing out roadmaps for the road less traveled. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, this is really, really getting boring. I don't think this is as romantic as he wants it to be. He really makes it about himself. And then he said something along the lines of, like, I think that you're amazing, Audrey, and I really want to be with you, but also I don't know you that well.
So yeah, this is so fucked because in all grand romantic gestures, I'm not a grand romantic gesture bitch, but... In all grand romantic gestures, you have to say, like, I know I love you. I can't live without you. What Pacey says is, I know that you and I don't actually even know each other that well yet, but I'm sure that I could live without you. I'm just not sure that I want to, Audrey. First of all, you don't say, we barely know each other. Second of all, you don't say, I'm not sure that I want to live without you.
You know what? The fuck? I know. I'm going to say something that's like such a hot take.
Okay.
The wall is more romantic than the airport gesture.
Wow. Finally, the wall wins Sarah over like two seasons
comparatively. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is trash.
Yeah, I'm not really buying into this, but Audrey likes it.
Yeah, Audrey, that was all she needed to hear. She's like, okay.
She wants the grand gesture. I'm telling you, she's heard Pacey doing all sorts of shit over town. And she's like, where's my grand gesture? Where's my grand gesture?
Where's my wall?
Where's my wall? So
she heard about the wall. I bet she even got a grand fucking tour of the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's probably what happened. She was like, I need a grand gesture to prove that you really like me. And then when you do, then we can talk.
Yeah. This works on her. Joey finally makes it up to the ticket counter. And she's trying to... This is so stupid. She needs a ticket that's refundable. And he says, okay.
So then she can get through security, right?
Right. And so he says, you have to pick a destination. And she says, Milwaukee. And he says, well, that's boring.
Well, it's cheap. And then
she just pick like New York City? You're in a Boston airport. Pick New York City.
I mean, that's where Jen's going. So then she goes, okay, Paris. Like, this is the first
thing.
That's
the next place you could think of is Milwaukee. Paris.
Every single time I think of like, pick a city. I always think Milwaukee, then Paris.
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't?
Yeah. So she's
stupid.
And then it's like, okay, how are you putting down like $1,000 for Paris?
How could you literally gave away all your money to some random lady and her kid? How do you, I mean, does she have a credit card?
She has to have a credit card. And apparently I guess so. And I guess she wanted it to be refundable, this ticket. This was so stupid. It's like, you don't go, like, you get the $50 ticket to wherever. You don't spend $1,000 on the Paris ticket.
It's just in case. Exactly. Just in case you can't refund it. It's so stupid. And then Pacey and Audrey find each other and they're going to go drive cross country to LA together.
I don't understand why the decision was instead of flying with Dawson to LA, and instead of you flying out to LA, let's drive to LA together?
Because they want to do a romantic road trip, Sarah.
Poor Dawson has to travel alone now.
He's going to take a few hour flight. He's fine.
Tragic.
I mean, do you really want to have to make movie talk with Dawson on a plane anyway?
Probably not. Yeah. So they're going to go on their road trip. Joey is running through the airport, dramatic as heck. And she obviously catches Dawson right before he's boarding onto the plane, as always. And they like have their like big movie moment where she's like, Dawson, wait. And they're kind of just talking out. Like, I don't know. She's like, is this, I mean, what, like, she's just like, you know, are we going to make this happen? Are we like, do you really like me type of thing?
This is so stupid. She's like, I was scared of going backwards and of never growing up. She said, like, I started off this year thinking I was going to have to say goodbye to you, but you're a huge part of my life, past, present, and future. You make my life better, not worse. And Dawson says, well, why don't you come with me? And she says, I can't. Like, California is not my journey. And like this, I'm like, then why the fuck did you even show up, Joey? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what the need is to like spout your feelings off as he's about to get on a plane. Because she's like, listen, if we're meant to be, we're meant to be. Everything will work itself out. And it's just like,
this could have been an email.
This could have been an email. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, you're just about to like be like, yeah, let's be together, but after you go to California. And so then they kiss.
Is she worried that he's going to meet somebody in California? So she has to like get it in before he leaves. What is she like? What's the rush? What's the rush?
I don't know.
And wait, also, hold on. Why wouldn't she just buy a ticket to LA just in case?
Good question.
She's stupid.
She is dumb. Also, I got to say, there's just no passion between these two characters.
No, they kiss like dead fish. Worse. It's so like, these two don't even move their
lips. They keep their lips about a half an inch open each, and then just mash faces for a little bit.
Yeah, like a lot of like head to head, like
a lot of held till the action.
Yeah, what is up with them? Like, why don't they have any kissy chemistry?
I don't know, but it is really bothersome when the show is like, this is OTP. You should root for them.
This is such a bad kiss. I'm watching it back now. It's so bad.
It's awful. Is it better or worse than the other kiss that they had at the beginning of the season?
I think this is the worst kiss I've seen from them.
Okay. It's close really for bad. Me. It's really bad. Especially because it's this big moment, right? Like, and also, Joey has the summer curly waved hair. So she is supposed to be beach hair, don't care, Joey. And so she's supposed to be kissing passionately. And instead she gets dead fish kiss. It's terrible.
I think it's like, you know, when Pacey kisses, it's like there's a lot of hand action.
He did the hand on the hair and on the shoulder and like the meh, meh, meh thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like
but Dawson and Joey, they just like arms stiff to as the boards. Side.
You know what it is? There's like, this is what it is. They've built it up in their heads so much that they're both so scared of ruining it that they both do nothing.
I know. It's and they so
just,
bad.
They're two planks of wood just smacking just against each other.
Two planks of wood. Yeah, they are. They truly are. There's a mess. So, yeah. So, they are going to... So, basically, the flight attendant's like, sir, are you getting on the plane? And Dawson's hemming and hawing. And then Joey's like, he's getting on the plane. He'll be right there.
Go make your movies because that's your dream.
Don't ever give up your dream for love, Dawson. And then, you're a mastermind.
And if you ever get lost, don't forget, I love you too.
When you look in the sky and you see the North Star, just know I'm looking there too, and you'll feel me close to you.
Oh, if you ever miss me, look at the baby book I drew for your sister that has your dead dad in it, and you'll always remember.
Dawson, I got you that light that I saw on the infomercial, where if I touch it, it says I'm touching it.
Those ads are so, I get them on, I don't know, is it TikTok or Instagram? I get them on, where it's like, let your friends know you love them. When you touch the light, it'll light up on their end. And it's like, how is that different than just sending them a message that says, hey, thinking about you today?
Thinking about you, but also like, what happens if like That means that you have to be by the light because like you're touching and if they're not there, then they don't see it. And then they're like, oh, they're not thinking about me. They're not thinking about me. It's more effective if you just send a text message.
It's so stupid. Yeah. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So Jen is in first class with her warm towel and the director sits right next to her.
Yeah.
And I love how she immediately is like, yeah, your movie sucked.
Your movie sucked. He seemed tickled. I feel like if he's going to be around next season, like I can totally see Jen, I don't know, hooking up with this guy.
Mini prediction. Is this guy going to be on next season?
I think so, especially because he was like, call me Dawson. I'll take a look at some of your movies.
Yeah, and that's true.
We then these two sit next to each other. I feel like he's going to be around more. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't seem like a good thing, but I think that he's going to be around more. It's a thing.
Yeah.
And also, why is this plane so big? The Boston to New York, that trip is like a 1.5 hour flight.
Again, so stupid. It doesn't make any sense, again, why there wouldn't be a zillion flights going from Boston to New York, why they wouldn't be super cheap, why she's even flying there in the first place instead of driving, whatever.
I don't think Jen has a ticket. I mean, not a ticket. I don't think Jen has a license. I've never seen her drive before.
No, but like her family's so rich, they'll send a car, you know? Who the fuck knows?
I guess so.
So then we see like a montage of Jack and Eric getting like coffee.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we're back at the Leary house. Gil is carrying Lily up the stairs when, like, randomly, she's not even looking at the photo. Lily is just like, Dada. But really, she's saying Dawson.
Dawson.
Dawson. Da, da. And she's like, oh, my God, you said Dada. And she's like, bitch, I said Dawson.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, never mind. I'm not going to say this. I mean, like, she probably thinks Dawson is her dada.
Oh, the age. You're probably right. You're probably right.
Like, she's a baby. How would she know?
She doesn't know. She's not old enough to know. And then we see Gail and Grams and Clifton getting on the plane.
Go to their Vegas trip to get married.
They're about to have be a part of the Mile High Club. Like, you can tell.
Oh, my gosh. They're going. Yeah. You can tell. Yeah, I mean, we gotta check these dreams off the list.
Yeah,
she's getting up there. We only have like what? How many more years until the dreams come true?
Exactly. Pacey and Audrey are driving to California. Dawson is boarding his plane, and a woman sits next to him. And I'm like, is that not Audrey's seat?
yeah, I guess this woman was on standby.
Yeah, so she's sitting next to Dawson. And she hates flying. She hates it with a passion. She says, I might grab your arm at some point. And he says, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Are we going to see this girl again?
Well, she's also an actress, which like fulfills the dream situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, maybe he's like a psychic. Like maybe he's like making all these things come true.
Yeah, we'll have to write these. I'm thinking of some questions to ask you for the prediction stuff for season 6, because like part of it is like, are we going to come back like during the summer? Are we coming back after the summer? Will Dawson be dating this random actress? I have so many questions.
Yeah.
But Joey is about to refund her plane ticket.
Yes.
There were two things we liked in this finale. I do like this, I will say.
Yeah.
Right? We were very harsh on the whole finale. I like this.
Were we?
Well, we were harsh in terms of like not liking what Jen and Jack end up doing.
Yeah.
Not liking Dawson pressuring Jen and not liking the Dawson and Joey stuff.
Sure.
But Joey decides, you know what? I am going to go to Paris.
This is like so good. This is so good because, as of course you remember, she was supposed to go to Paris. And then she decided not to go, to stay with Dawson.
Yep.
And she never got to go to Paris. And now she's going to go to Paris. And she decided to do that instead of going to... It's such a full circle moment. Because she decided not to go follow Dawson this time around. And she's doing her own thing. And she's going to go to Paris. And I'm really excited about this.
Me too. This is probably one of the better things to come out of the
finale.
This
is the best thing.
Yeah.
What else is good about, I guess, Cliff and Graham's going off?
Oh, that's amazing. That's the best thing.
Sure.
For sure. And that's the end of the episode. We leave on like, a little bit of a happy note for Joey, not knowing mm-hmm. what's going to happen. Or is she going to meet a Parisian man?
Has to. Or is she just like saving herself for Dawson, probably.
Ugh. Ugh. That's how I feel about that. Okay. Should we get into some feedback from Joy?
Yes, please.
Joy says, happy after birthday, Sarah. I hope it was a wonderful day.
Oh, she's so nice for remembering my birthday.
I mean, how could she forget? We mention it so often.
You're
only
so nasty.
300 and whatever days until the next
so
one.
Nasty to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So she says, I kind of love it when Dawson's subconscious trolls him.
Yeah, the dreams were really, really roasting him.
Ridiculous. She says, Joey and Dawson are Joeying and Dawsoning, talking without really saying anything. And then she asks him why he came to Florida, and he tells her, but I agree with Joey. She is just a security blanket for Dawson. I do feel bad for him when she rejects the kiss, but only slightly. She says, Pacey Witter is light years better than Danny. They're not cut from the same cloth. And she says, why am I supposed to care about Eric? Here we go. We finally get an I love you from Dawson Dawson to Jen. Unfortunately, it comes along with him trying to convince her to spend the summer with her parents instead of going to Costa Rica with Jack. She's just like, I don't understand why Jack is going to help Eric. This is so stupid. She says, it looks like Todd is going to be a mentor for Dawson, which is nice. It's interesting that Dawson gets all these great male role models like Mitch and Mr. Brooks, and now possibly Todd, but Pacey so far has never really had a good one. He had Mitch to a degree, I suppose, but his father sucks, and his brother, despite some nice moments, doesn't really work either. Brecker was a disaster. The only role models that Pacey has to look up to are his own peers and himself. That is fascinating. I never thought about that. Yeah, right? Like, who the hell? Pacey doesn't really have anybody to look up to. I mean, we talk about, like, the different familial situations that they're in, but never really about the role model situation. That's a really, really good point.
Yeah, I mean, that's really why I was hoping that Brecker would be a good person for him to look up to. And it is very disappointing that he was essentially a flop.
Yeah, exactly. It sucks. Let's see. She says she likes the moments between Pacey and Joey on the dock. They build each other up. Joey saying he needs to believe in himself more, and Pacey saying Joey changed her life. They're so sweet and lovely. We also got an I love you from Joey and Jen.
Mm-hmm.
She says, as far as Pacey's grand romantic gestures go, I don't know that this hits the top five, but it's nice. A sincere apology and an acknowledgement that Pacey is the only one who isn't in college and that it could have been difficult. I could do without the mention of the predilection for older women, but Dawson's never going to let that go.
That one should have just like been left in the drafts, to be honest with you.
Truly, yeah. She also says there's no reason for Joey not to go to LA with Dawson. He asks her to come, but she says no. I can't help but compare that with Pacey wanting her to ask him to stay, but she wants to come with him. He inspired her to want to go with him, but that's something Dawson doesn't do. But she did kiss him a few times, so maybe she just thinks it will magically work itself out. So she says, will Joey ever go to Paris? Find out in season 6. She says, I will warn you, it's got some very dismal moments, but also some very stellar moments. She asks, season 6 has a 2-part premiere. Are we going to split them or do one big episode on both of them?
Oh, that's a good question.
We'll
that's
look into it and let everyone know next week on our season.
I received the same question about the finale as well, actually.
Oh, the series finale.
Yeah, because that's a 2-parter
that I think
as well.
I mean, we'll talk offline, but that feels more like we should probably split them up just because they're such big.
Oh, you think so?
I guess it depends. We'll see. We'll talk about that. But we'll definitely talk about the season 6 premiere when we come back, like for our wrap up and our season 5 wrap up. We'll say what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Because I haven't looked ahead enough to know. And that was our feedback from Joy. So thank you, Joy, for sending that in. I'm really excited to come back next week and talk through season 5, what we liked, what we didn't like. Send us in your feedback. Let us know what you liked, what you didn't like. And then to do some predictions. I think it's going to be really fun. If you have questions you want me to ask Sarah as far as predictions, obviously without any spoilers or anything, send those in and we can ask her next week.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that way if people want to know what you're thinking. And yeah, Sarah, what do you have going on? What should the people know about?
Yeah, over at Post Show Recaps, I am podcasting about How I Met Your Father with Adam H. And then I'm podcasting about Daisy Jones and the Six with Marissa. And we just had Adam H. on as a guest this week. So,
I'm going to start to get jealous if you keep podcasting so much with Adam.
Yeah. I mean, we have great podcasting chemistry. So
Now I'm extra offended.
I'm not saying that I was not comparing it. I was just saying just having a statement. So check that out and Push of Recaps. You can find me at Shit 90s Pod, Sarah Ferguson, blah blah blah. Jess has like 93 podcasts.
I don't have 93. If you like the show Succession, boy, no. Do I have the podcast for you.
Oh, you weren't asking me?
Okay. I was not asking you. No, because I know you don't like it. Season 4 is going to be the final season of Succession, which means that Josh and Grace and I have been recording all month long every episode of Succession. So go listen to that over on Pusher Recaps. We also just finished up season 5 of Community. We're going to be taking a break from that because Succession and Yellow Jackets are coming back, which also Yellow Jackets is coming back. Go check that out. It has a lot of fun 90s elements. So if you're a big fan of the 90s, which I assume you are because you're listening to this, go check that out because not only does it have amazing 90s actress Christina Ricci, it also has a lot of like 90s music and the characters. There's one timeline that takes place in the 90s. So very much up my alley and probably up your alley if you're listening to this because there's also some teen drama in it. A lot of mystery stuff, very Lostian. So that is my pitch on the show. Amazing actresses on it. Go check it out. I think that's everything I'm doing. I just finished up Last of Us also with Brooklyn Zed. We played through the game for the first time. We're going to also be taking a quick break from that. Expect to see something from us in early June. We're probably going to play part 2. So go check that out in a couple of months. But I think that's all I have. So we'll be back next week to wrap up season 5, put a little bow on it, and get into the final season of Dawson's Creek. So if you have anything you want us to say, you want to say anything to us, want us to hear anything, want me to ask Sarah anything, email us shit90spod@gmail.com or go to our website shit90spod.com. I think that's everything we have. So we're off to Paris. We'll talk to you all next week. Goodbye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.